Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there to have some healings this evening in about 5 minutes. So we'll just describe to you what it's like. You're bilocated out of time. Remember, we live in a time-based reality, and the light does not work in this time-based reality, so we're going to be bilocated out of time physically to the light shift for physical body healings. And you can request one healing tonight, and we'll just see how that's going to work for you. The healings are based according to how much spirit you hold down here on Earth in your body, the percentage of your spirit that's with you. And also it's based on how your past abilities are and how your past genetic programming is according to the densities in your body as far as negativity. Remember, we're carrying a lot of judgment here, and the judgment is what stops the healings from working. So it all depends on that situation that you're dealing with, if it's instantaneous healing of a miracle or not. So the healings are based on how you wish to integrate this into your body. If you have a problem, say with the shoulder or so, then just request a shoulder healing. You just be very, very simplistic in what you're, you know, asking for. And the light beam doctors will help you out with this healing process. So here we go. We're going to first do a mind to heart drop to get you heart centered. This is taking your awakening thoughts. And your spirit now is going to take those thoughts and bring them into your heart center so that you're able to become heart-centered. And here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And so now you should be heart-centered. If you think a thought, that thought energy should be out of your chest cavity, or your heart center, in place of being inside your head between your ears. And when you're in your heart center, you're at peace. And you cannot have a negative or positive thought because the light energy, creation energy, never judges itself. And this is how you know that you're there. So this part of the program will not work on the archives, only because of alien interference, people being abducted, etc. So it will work for those listening. But if you are listening to an archive, so the energy of peace will come to you instantly. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the energy of peace to the light beam. So scroll down on your monitor screen on Creation Light Shift Healing. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we're going to energize the light beam, and we'll go to the light shift. So here we go. One, and energizing it now. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll get a little bit stronger for you. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go to the light ship right now. So just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You're going to feel the energy come around you as the light ship connects to you. This is the same energy that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings of people who lived on this planet. So here we go. Count to five to bring the energy in. One, two, three, four, and five. And right now we're on the light shift. And if you happen to be a person who can actually see or feel energy, you're going to have a wonderful time at this right now because you're going to be able to see the light beams. And we bring forth the energies of the light beings that are more physical to our planet so we can recognize what they are. So here we go. We're going into the first room where these healings are between you and these light being doctors. And here we go. First energy is the energy from the turtles they want to come forth. So these are the turtles that swim. And we're going into a wonderful pool of water. And again, request your healing. There's three turtles with you. These are actual like light beam doctors. And here they come. So I'll count to five to command the energy down here so you can actually feel the turtle energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next you're going to go into another location. And we'll bring in the energy of the trees. These are very large trees. A lot of them are probably going to be, the way I've seen them, about 12 foot in diameter, so they are fairly large. Here they are, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, request your healing. Light only works in the now. And you have to request and just see if it's a problem that you have, maybe like a physical, like a joint problem, a sore arm, shoulder, foot, or something, then just kind of sample and see how it's doing. And we're going into the next room, and then do request additional healing. We're going into the room where the dolphins are. Again, this is another water energy light beam, so here comes the dolphins. Coming to you now are three dolphins. You can put your hand out in front of you if you wish. You may actually feel the texture of their skin. And may be even looking at you from eye to eye. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into a room that has the color red. This is red energy for life force. And here comes this energy. You might feel your body changing temperatures a little bit as it comes into you. You might feel tingles or, you know, just like little ripples of energy going through your body. So here comes the red energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we'll go into the gold room. This is where they have a lot of gold energy that will go around and through your body. And this room is where they have also the hot tub, so we'll go into the hot tub room with the gold energy. And if you're in a location where it's kind of cold outside, you can request to have your body temperature increase slightly. If you're really warm, then you can also have it decreased. So here comes the gold energy to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the gold energy is used now in the hot tubs to help to detoxify your body. So if you do feel maybe your pores opening up a little bit, you might be sweating slightly, that's because you're being detoxed. We'll go into a room where they have oxygen. And we're going to bring in number 47. It's all different types of healing oxygen on the light ship. So you want to request healing. You want to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a couple of times. And here comes number 47. So I have to either count or use the word stronger to bring the energy to you. But to command the energy, this is what I'm doing. So stronger, stronger, when I count, stronger, or say stronger, 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 and stronger. So take some deep breaths, everybody. Next, we'll bring in number 52. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll bring in number 98. Each one of these has their own healing properties. So number 98, oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll work on an energy now that tends to work with the inside of our nose and our sinuses. Here we go. This oxygen is number 7. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go up to the penthouse on the light ship. That's what we call it. This is where we can go to the very top of the light ship, and we can levitate. We can sit in chairs that materialize for us instantly. We can look at the stars and request a healing from the stars. Now, these are real stars, not like the ones that are fabricated here, okay? Because we live in time and in the light, there's no such thing as time. These are actual real stars created from the light, or I should say from source energy. Here we go. Here comes the star energies. You can look up and see one of them. Just select which one you want to have healing from. And again, you must request healing. You may want to do that every minute or so. Here we go. One of the stars is coming to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, another star. This is of your choice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have a request on the BBS Fast Chat here for a hormone balancing, so let's go into that room. And the light beam doctors are coming to you. The ones coming to you will look like deer energies. So here are the deers coming to balance your hormones. So here we go. As they come to you, you may want to actually pet them. Again, put your hands out in front of you a little ways. And on the light ship, you're actually petting the coats of the deers here. And to me, it feels very soft, kind of like velvet. And here we go. Here they come to you for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the next room we're going into is the room where they have the golden waterfall. The golden waterfall room has many different frequencies. The water does not touch your skin, but it flows all around you and through you. So here's the golden waterfall energy coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll increase that energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go on to another location. This is where your spirit was created on the light ship. Remember, in the time of Jesus, he called the light ship Father. So here we go. This is a special room. And everyone has their own special rooms there. So here we go. As we open the door, go into the room, you're going to see a very bright light, the silhouette of you. This is your spirit in totality. Down here on the earth plane, you're only half here because your twin flame is not with you. So your twin flame is almost always in a different universe of light. So here we go. This is the total part of you coming. This is what I call love comes walking in. And that's from the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. You're going to feel the energy coming to your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll leave you in silence for maybe about 20 seconds here. Okay, let's go to one other room. We'll go into one of the color rooms. This will be the room that has the orange energy. Here it comes. So stronger. Again, request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, what other room we'll go into? And this is on the room where the koala bears are. A lot of people love this room. They're very playful. And again, request healing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into the room where they have water spirits. Again, this water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And here we go with the water spirits coming to your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where the light beams, so the females, you may have the female up on your monitor screen, so we're going to bring them in, increasing their energies, and they'll do like a neck massage on you, back massage, maybe a little facial, so just request healing now. And you're going to find your body relaxing. So here they come. We're going to increase their energy, so stronger. And you might feel your body changing slightly within the next probably 15 seconds. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Watch a picture on your monitor screen. It'll probably change colors and become more three-dimensional. Stronger, 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 and stronger. You want to move your neck a little bit. You want to stretch. Twist your body slightly. You can feel it start to relax. And for those of you who may have a problem with their gums and teeth, we'll go into room two where they're going to give us some special silver drinking water on the light ship. If you happen to have a water glass nearby, just get that right now. We'll charge the water up for healing. This will be for internal healing of your body. And here we go. We're going to bring in the silver dollar fish. Again, we're in water. And here we go. They start to charge up the water for us. And also on the light ship, we have water that we're going to be drinking. Here they come, stronger, and hold the water glass below the water level. Stronger, 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 and stronger. For the water charging, this is going to take another probably 20 seconds here. If you happen to get the glass of water and you're just a little bit late, still hold it in your hands and wait for about a half a minute and then just start to drink that water. Okay, right now that water is completed. This is an activation that is just for you. And here we go. You can have your water now to drink. I'm going to have some of mine right now. Okay, that was good. Goes on instantly, very quick, very fast, very silky smooth. And let's go to another location before we come back from the light ship. And let me see what room they want to take us to here. They'll take us to the room. Boy, we'll get a lot of rooms here. All the beings want to come in to help us here. Let's go to the room where they have the woodpeckers. We haven't been in that room for a long time. This is the woodpecker room. Here they come. So 1, request healing. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we're going into the orientation room, and this room is where the light beam doctors talk with you. They use normal processes of maybe English or whatever language you have, mental telepathy. and you can find out what your problems are, how much they've helped you, and the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And hopefully you had a wonderful experience here, and we're coming down now. I'll count to five slowly, and for most people, they feel by the time I hit the second number, you feel the energy get disconnected from you. So here we go, coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're here now. And you may feel that the energy is around you, everything you're looking at physically, made up a little different. Before, you were out of touch with them in a sense. The energies around you were disconnected from you, not corded to you. And right now, you might feel a little bit of cording. So we'll see if our co-host is on. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday night. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Creation Lightship Hour, and we're with Ron Amatron, who is the Creation Lightship's ambassador here on Earth. And basically, the Lightship is here for the ascension process, and to help us with physical healing. And I hope you all enjoyed that wonderful healing session on the Lightship. And there are some wonderful healings that you might like to know about that happen every week, conference call healing sessions where you can go to the Lightship for a whole hour at a time. And people find that the more often that they are able to go on those conference calls, the faster their healing process is, and it's an absolute wonderful way to take a break from your normal schedule and your typical life and work life and all of that kind of thing, and just be immersed in divine energies that are pure non-duality energies, just pure divine peace and love and healing energy. And by going to the Lightship like that, you really get a taste of what it's like to be out of duality and to be completely in the moment and completely in and surrounded by total heart-based energy. And it's just such an amazing contrast to what life here on Earth typically is for us. So on that note, if you'd like to find out more about the Lightship, or if you have questions about the ascension or the healing, or the kinds of healings that Ron and the Lightship have made available, please feel free to call in tonight and talk to Ron live on the air. And it's very easy to do. You just call into BBS Radio, and I'll give the phone number right now for anybody that would like to call. It is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And if you're not able to call because maybe you're on dial-up or something, you can also still type in your questions for Ron on the fast chat. If you haven't done that before, you can just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio and type, click on the little link that says BBS Fast Chat, and that will pop a window up for you that you can type a question. So we look forward to your questions, comments, and your requests for tonight. And we'll also get into some announcements and talk about what's happening in the month of November for special healing intensives that are going to be going on. So lots to talk about. And hello to everyone that I see on the fast chat right now. We have a question from Shane, talking about the water, the glass of water that everyone had the opportunity to get activated by the Lightship. Shane said that water was so light it was charged light, like light in liquid form. I guess that's a question for you, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it is a liquid light water. We also have it on the website if you're interested in charging your water, activating it. I think it's $1 for maybe a quarter or so of it. So if you want to get a lot of water charge, it'll work for you in the now. So the water basically will last you for one day. And you can drink all you want of it. And remember, each moment that you drink the water, it's actually changing your body and helping you to bring in more life into your cells. This helps your spirit to reintegrate with you. But like I said, because the light only works in the now, if you have the same water sitting for like maybe, we'll just say 2 weeks, like people are used to buying water at the store, the codes in the water would be completely different, so you'd want to charge it up typically day by day if you choose to do that. Because the light only works in the now, and as you change your body energy, I won't say as you change your frequency, some people use the word frequency, your spirit frequency never changes, and your body energy will change, but you still have a body, and so the body energy will be the same too, except you're changing your DNA programming as you have clearings and as you drink the water so that you are able to take have more spirit with you. This is how the healings actually work. So the only way to get more energy of your spirit into your body is to release the judgments, which is created by duality here. Remember, the light only works in the now. It does not judge you any way, matter, form. It sees you always as perfect. This is why you have to request, you know, a healing request when you want to have a healing. So whatever state or condition you're in, it will not judge that because this is what you are dealing with in your own reality. And you want to change one state of perfection to the next. So if you have a problem, maybe some kind of body problem where you have an ache or pain or something that's worse than that, as you request your healing, the light will come to you, and according to how much spirit you're holding in your body on the earth plane here and how much densities you have, both of those contribute to the amount of healing that you're going to be having. The main thing for healing is that you want to get rid of entities. These entities can and will take away from you your spirit energy because they live on this energy of spirit from you, so they can actually drain away the healing properties that your spirit is giving you. So you want to definitely get rid of entities also. So basically for a more advanced type of healing, you want to heal your spirit first because your spirit always has energies with you, and you want to get rid of entities. I think we heard a beep there, so somebody out there in cyberspace?
Yes, hi, Ron. This is Larry.
Hey, Larry. So I'm probably calling in for a question. So what's your single question that you'd like to have answered?
Okay, my question is this, Ron, that if I'm working on a job and I'm the lead man, if I'm the plumber, lead man, and I'm supervising other people, but if I'm in my heart center, then they always say they want a job done in the wrong way, and if I'm in my heart center, I'll give in to them and I'll do it the wrong way just to please them, and then the job is done wrong. But if I'm in my heart, it's got to love and serve and do it their way, the wrong way, and mess up the job. And in the end, it's going to be a failed job, but I'm loving and serving. I'll do it their way because I'm in my heart. Or is there another way where you can discern through your spirit of the mind? We're not supposed to be in the mind. If you're in the discernment center, the heart doesn't have one, I take it. I take it the mind does if you're in the mind, and you discern, no, that's wrong. We have to do it this way. I'm the lead man. You have to listen to my instructions because you're not experienced that much, and I have to show you how. And we have to do it this way so it works out right. Do you apply that to the heart or is that to the mind? And can you give me some information on that?
Well, boy, that's a good one. Yeah. In the heart, you want to use discernment. You can still mention something that may not be correct if you can, you know, see that happening. But remember, when you're in the moment, the light cannot judge anything. And so you're very peaceful. This is why everybody right now listening is probably in the state of peace, because the light doesn't judge. And once you understand that, then you do need to use discernment. And like I say, if you're in your heart a lot, you're probably going to want to get a day planner, because when you are in the now, you will lose track of time. The time will just disappear. But to answer your question more fully, you know, if you are having discernment there, then you could suggest a different way of doing something. if you know of a better way of doing it, and you may be able to actually communicate with a different language, that would not be ego. When you talk to your boss or something like that about doing something that could be a better way of doing it, and then it's up to them to decide, you know, at that point, you know, somebody is over you telling you what to do. And if they're in their mind, they may not understand what you're talking about. But, you know, you will get the point across to them. Remember, everybody has choice of free will. And if they can't understand or look at that, then, you know, like you said, it could be a job that is not as good as it could be. But that's kind of the way we live here. Some people are very mental and set in their ways and unable to listen to someone else because they're really in the mental realm, and all they know is what they know. And they may be unwilling to change their process of thinking. So, yes, if you dropped onto your heart, then you'd be able to communicate heart to heart, and you would probably understand instantly what the person was talking about. And like I say, do the mind-to-heart drop, count from 10 to 1 backwards, and do it maybe a half a dozen times, and then you're going to be heart-centered, and then you're in peace. Remember, when you're in peace, you're out of time. And you're out of time, you're in source energy. And this is where
I have to open up more to the heart discernment than to exercise that more, I would suppose.
Yes, so you do want to, you know, use discernment there.
Okay.
So thank you for calling, Larry. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, that's very good, Ron. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'd like to have a healing, too, for the heart. Open up the heart more for discernment. Can I get a healing for that?
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll do a chakra alignment. And here we go. I always go from the sixth chakra on down. So sixth chakra, open up. Fifth, fourth, third, second, and first. And I already went through the heart chakra. Initially, when we went to the light ship, it was done automatically for you. So those are opened up, and we'll do an opening or more opening for you to have more energy come into your body. And this will help your healing process. So sixth chakra, I use the word spin to have a little bit wider for you, more energy flow. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra to get more energy flow through your body. Spin, 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 open. Okay, heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, there you go, Larry.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you for... Hey, so Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Larry. And if anybody else would like to call... we'd welcome you to call in. So, let's see, I'll give the number again. Oops, I heard a beep, so I guess we have another caller waiting in the wings. Who's there, please?
Hi, Sylvia and Ron. This is Victoria Ann.
Hi, Victoria Ann.
I'm calling because I know that there's a lot going on right now, really positive, and a lot of things are being cleaned up for us through the Creation Light Ship, and I'm asking for more. My healing request tonight is for more faith and trust, and than I've had. It's my faith and trust is getting better, but I just feel that I to get over this hump right now that I'm confronting. More faith and trust, and more help in my unbelief. The areas that I do have that, even that, whatever it is, tiny or big, unbelief, I want to have more faith and trust.
Okay, so faith and trust. So what we'll do is a faith healing. We'll just bring in the faith energy of Jesus. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, thank you, Victoria Ann.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, so I think we have a question from, looks like Janice out there. Can you read the question? My fast shot doesn't always come up, but I saw something there. Do you have it in front of you, Sylvia?
Yes. Janice says, I never feel this peace energy, anything like this in life, from living in life. What is the source of feeling so much peace and out of charges in life?
Okay, so I think what that means is that Janice has never felt this energy of peace. But the peace is source energy with non-judgment. So you're actually having a non-judgmental energy come to you, which you already have. You say the light does not bring anything necessarily to you that you don't already have yourself. Remember, your spirit has all 12 source energies with it. And so it's up to you to find that. It's never outside of yourself. And on this program, what we do is allow you to experience that, because this is the source energy that created you, the light ship. And from that, you can bring in and reinforce maybe energies in yourself, working through your spirit, not bringing them in outside of yourself, but working through your spirit to feel this peace. So when you're out of time, the timeline reality that you're in, normally, you know, on a daily basis, is controlled by the mind energy, which is also, the mind energy was created by the extraterrestrials, the aliens. And from there, they brought forth spiritual teachings, all the religions here, and everything that would sidestep you, disconnect you from your own true source, which is you, in your heart center. So there's a lot of spiritual teachings out there that can kind of dovetail with what I talk about, but they normally lead you on a tangent, and then you're back into mind energy. Remember, words can have different meanings to them, but the main thing is that source energy is always with you, and you just basically lost it, and now you have to find your way back into it by dropping into your heart. So the whole thing is that when you're in true source energy, you are at peace. This is the way source energy is. It doesn't judge anything. And in our normal daily living, we deal with the mind energy a lot. And when you have mind energy, then you're out of peace. Then you're in discernment. Excuse me. Then you're in judgment, in duality. And the light never creates duality. Only the darkness does. So this is why you want to go to your heart center. Where I myself live, I don't live in the time-based reality. I don't live in that now energy that I put you into on the light ship earlier. You're out of time, but I live in a different energy. So what I'll do is show you the two different energies here. So the energy of no time on the timeline, which is what we brought you into to go to the light ship, is one energy. And the energy is still that the stillness, but mine's a little more deeper, a little more refined. So we'll bring you into the current now. That would be from the time-based reality that you live in. The difference is that I did not come into this world with the Galactic Federation or Space Brothers energies attached to me. I came directly from the light ship. So this is the reason why the two energies are different. So like Jesus said, and like I also am connected to as far as the energy, so that I, you know, like do not live, you know, in this world. I live in this world, but not of the world, something like that. So here we go. This is the energy of no time in a time-based reality. I'll bring you into that if you're not already there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you can feel the energy. It's still non-judgmental. It's very nice. And now what I'll do is bring you into the energy that I live in. This is true source energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so for myself, I'm not connected to anything in time whatsoever. I have to force myself to be in time. Where for you, you probably are automatically brought back into time. And that's the difference of the two nows. And that's just where I live, is out of time. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Everett is saying, Ron, we drop our mind into the heart. I want to move all my chakras into my heart.
Okay, yeah, what happens is as you become more heart-centered, eventually what's going to happen is that you will be like the complete heart, we'll say, in your body. That's the easiest way of saying it. So instead of having a separation of the different energies, your whole body will become one energy. And what the dark side has done to us was put us into time, and then we have the different chakras because they're working in a different frequency. So you can actually work up and down those chakras. But when you're out of time and you're in true source energy, then your whole body becomes that. And there's no separation. There's no spiritual hierarchy. There's no dimensions. So when you're in true source energy, your whole body would be in that energy and there would not be any change in you. So you would look like you're strictly in heart energy. So yes, that's where you want to get to eventually. And as you keep doing the mind a heart drop, then you're going to find yourself becoming more physical in that source energy. Or at first, you may get pulled in and out of it. You may have to go into the heart, find that little cubby hole there. But then as you do it more and more, you're going to find that as you drop down, that area gets to be larger and larger. And eventually, it'll be in your whole body. So that's probably what you're talking about. And, yeah, that's where you want to be. And then after you do that, then that energy needs to integrate with your internal body, all of your cells. So you first may have like an overlay over your body, and then you want to integrate that into every part of your cellular structure. And that's a different process, but that's what you want to get to, like a baby being innocent in that energy and being pure source energy in the body. And then you're out of judgment, and your body's out of judgment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have Carmen on the fast chat asking, what do you think of lithium orotate?
I don't know what that is, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is either. Carmen, maybe you can explain more about your question. Let's see who else we have. Linda says, yesterday upon waking, saw a huge oval eye looking at me. I did not have fear, just felt it odd. And I do feel, she says, I do feel safe and peaceful. Any comments about that?
Boy, I don't know on that one. Don't know.
Okay.
We are changing the time-based reality here. The Lightship is doing that. It's started quite a while back when they have started going from time, where we have right now, going back in time. So this whole process of collapsing the timeline started when the Lightship started removing the extraterrestrial, the alien energies that was and is connected to the churches here. Remember, when you pray outside of yourself, P-R-A-Y, then you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. So that hooks you up to the darkness. And going outside of yourself, looking for an answer, looking for a favor, wanting something to help you. And when you do that, the aliens are right there to connect you to their specific teachings and everything else, and they connect you to darkness. So if you know the teachings of Jesus, it's very, very simple. This is all what this program is about, is to go within, connect to your spirit, and get your answers and questions you know, that you need to ask done through your spirit, and to be heart-centered. And when that happens, when you are heart-centered, like most of you are probably feeling now, you're in peace. And the darkness does not want you to be in peace. Remember, when you're first born, you're connected to the DNA of your body, and each generation gets worse and worse because of judgment. And so we're like walking judgment factory, and your spirit is in you trying to overcome that, trying to balance it out. And this is why we have such a state of affairs here on this planet. When you're in your heart center, then at that point, if everybody on this planet was in their heart, the wars, the confrontation between people, the judgments would not exist. So this is the way source energy is. So the source energy is now working with the Earth spirit to connect with our timeline. Remember, as we go back in years, going back maybe every 100 or 1,000 years, we are going through the timeline, whatever people believed at that particular date or time that was connecting their energies to us as we typically pray or whatever, they're being eliminated. So right now the light ship is down to about 20,000 BC. And each time they move forward, they find more of the darkness energies, the aliens that are controlling everything here. And unfortunately, this is why we have a dark side planet or a dark planet here of the way it is. And so this is why the timelines are now collapsing, because of the light ship working with the Earth spirit. They're taking away the alien influences upon every human being on this planet now. And this is why we're having a lot more peace. And this is the way it's turning out, because the Earth spirit has to do the ascension. And these aliens steal parts of souls, parts of bodies, everything else, and they put them into the timelines. And the timelines are where we go to in the parallel lifetime. So the timelines crashing and the parallel lifetimes are basically the same thing. And you want to get out of those. And unfortunately, they take us there against our free will, free choice. So what we're doing now is having timelines crashing. This is probably why you're feeling a little different. And it's possible that this energy of one of the aliens, maybe they were looking at you as his lines are crashing, and that's what you possibly saw as what's being released from you. But just stay peaceful and know that life might be a little different, and the ground could be a little shaky for a while, we'll say. Because as the timelines move from one extreme to another, and as they get released, you might feel yourself bouncing from timeline to timeline, seeing different things happening to you instantly, maybe seeing visions, maybe seeing different pictures, seeing or feeling like the ground moving slightly. Maybe you might have your internal body shake slightly. Maybe people around you don't know what they're doing, and then all of a sudden they pop back into a better frame of reference, and they feel better. So the disorientation is kind of one of the processes that you go through, because you're bouncing from timeline to timeline as you're being eliminated. So back to you, Sylvia.
I have Janice on the fast chat who says, I never knew my spirit was so peaceful until empowered from the source energy you took us to. So peaceful, neutral, beyond words. I want to feel that always.
Yes, so the source energy is what created you. So all we're doing is realigning you with the source energy. And like I said, this is a separation and duality that the darkness gave you to separate yourself from that. So now you have a way to get into the energy. The light ship is here to help you, but basically, the light ship energy, the source energy, is always with you. So you just had an experience of how it feels to be who you really are. And like I said, the light, the source energy does not judge anything, doesn't push itself on anything, doesn't promote itself, does not channel to people. And it's just there, but it's up to you to find it. And through all the different teachings here on this planet of spirituality, like I said, the aliens brought that here to separate you, making them into gods. And at that point, we have separated ourselves from our own divinity by having a different belief system. And a different belief system is what you have to break free of to get into source energy, because you have the DNA in you supporting the darkness. And this is, like I say, why you're still here, because you missed the ascension points every 2,000 years when the light ship comes to release people from the Earth here, and also all other, say, universes, will say, made in the light. So that it's like musical chairs, like it's turned off. Everything in the light that was created becomes spiritual blueprints. So in a sense, what you have is darkness. But it's not the darkness that is of the true darkness where there's soulless beings. This is just where there's no manifestation created by the light. And then the light goes out and looks for the parts of it that is in light and tries to collect itself, because it knows that there is this universe of darkness out there. It doesn't know what it's made up of, but it looks for parts of light out there someplace and returns it back to itself. And then once ascension begins again, and the big master power switch of light is turned back on again, where the frequency of light controls everything made from the light, then you have free choice, free will to remanifest yourself somewhere else. Unfortunately, on this planet, people have had a spirit bar code stamp put on them, and this keeps you into the forced reincarnation process. Another word to the implants, but there's a lot to it. I don't want to get into too negative of a show here talking about the darkness, but the main thing is the light is here. And what you feel going to the light ship is the way you're supposed to feel all the time in your life. You're just having an experience of the source energy that created you, and it's always with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Sarah is on the fast chat. Says, lately I enjoy every minute more often and less stressed out about what I need to do. Is this source energy coming in more?
Well, as the timelines, as the alien control on this planet gets released, then the Earth spirit can radiate into itself, okay, its spirit energy, and also radiate its spirit's energy, if it chooses to, mind you. Remember, everything is free choice, free will, into the planet. And remember, the planet is just strictly a blueprint. And so the Earth spirit created planet here, and if it chooses to change things, it can. So in a sense, that is correct. But remember, everything is free choice, free will. So as the aliens control on humanity here, and it's also controlling the Earth spirit, you know. You remember, as above, so below. So everything of alien domination that's here, we should not have anything on this planet from the aliens, okay? If they choose to be here physically, walking around, then that's their choice, okay? But they would agree with the free will, you know, analogy of free choice, free will, okay? And they would not be in duality. But the aliens that are here typically are mainly flying around above us in the flat-bottom clouds, sending us mind control transmissions. And they're also under the ground doing the same thing, and from far beyond. So as these energies are released by the light ship, only because the Earth spirit requested this, then we are having this planet being turned around, we'll say, into more light. And more light means free choice, free will. So everybody on this planet is controlled by the aliens, and there's different levels of control. But the main thing is, and even the aliens are controlled too, there's a pecking order. You know, that's why they call it a spiritual hierarchy. In the light, there's no such thing. But the aliens, there's different ones that are higher, more evolved. And these are the ones that do not have spirits in them from the darkness, dark side universes that was never created by the light. Magic energies are being taken out of this territory of light, then we become freer or freed from these energies. And this is what you're feeling is maybe separation from them yourself. So So, yes, in a way that is correct, that you are experiencing maybe more light or just basically more freedom as your body is released from the densities of darkness. That's what the light shift is doing now. And I don't think it's ever done this before on this planet, going this far into this process before the ascension time. Back to you, Sonia.
All righty. Well, let's see. I think we have time to slide in one more question. Lorna is asking, when we have a pet, such as a little bird, can they be cleared of entities so that we do not get entities from them or give entities to them?
Yes, that is correct. So, yeah, everything that is living can have an entity in it, even non-living things. Some people walk into a room and they'll have, like, maybe a statue or something, and that statue might have entities in it, and you might even see it radiate an auric field around it, and that's normally from the entities. So, yes, everything can have entities. And, yes, entities do body hop, so it's very good to get rid of the entities from everything around you. Entities are emotional bodies. I call them ghosts, and these energies can cause addictions, et cetera. So you do want to get rid of entities and even out of yourself. I'll do a quick entity clearing. Our show is about ready to come to a close, but I'll count to five to get rid of entities from you. Think of an addiction that you might have. Here they go. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next month we're having our healing marathon, our body rejuvenation, getting rid of these alien life forms out of us. It will start, I believe, 2 weeks from today, in fact, a 4-hour call on a conference call line. And the next day is Sunday, where we do 3 consecutive 8-hour conference calls. So that'll be the second, third, and fourth Sunday of November. A very wonderful session. We just sent out emails, I believe, on that. And if you need know more information or something like that, we can send you an email also. Just go to creationlightshift@yahoo.com, and we can put you on the mailing list. You can do it yourself, and we'll send you out an email about it. So, say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to you all, everybody, and see you later.
Goodbye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. Night, everybody.